This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did the American economy lose its oomph as 2015 drew to a close? Today we're getting a first look at the government's gross domestic product calculation for the fourth quarter. This could jostle financial markets if that number comes in weak. Summer into fall, the economy was growing at a 2% annual rate, and some forecasts suggest October to December could be less than half that rate. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The recent economic slowdown in the U.S. results at least in part from the slowdown abroad. The global oil glut, the strong dollar, all this makes anything produced for export in a U.S. factory and oil pumped from U.S. oil fields less price competitive. As a result, says Rob Haworth at U.S. Bank,
manufacturing activity slow down. We're seeing inventory destocking. Manufacturers aren't replacing what they're selling. They're just selling things they've already accumulated.
But even with subpar growth, key players in the U.S. economy are doing quite well, says Jim O'Sullivan at High Frequency Economics, like job seekers and consumers.
The consumer confidence number is moving up. Employment number is pretty strong, including a really booming December number. And you've got the boost to consumer spending power from lower gasoline prices.
The economy's been averaging around 2 to 2.5% growth per year since the recession ended. That's the lowest rate of any recovery since World War II. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.